This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tantalk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And welcome to another Hollywood Connection special. This is Beauty Queen reporters that I have around the United States. Welcome, Deidre. This is your half hour with me. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, this is Chat with Deidre, Miss Hollywood Reporter International 2019. And today is going to be an awesome show. We're talking about wedding traditions and what it means to be the bride of Christ.
Wow, that's powerful. Take it away, Deidre.
Yes. So, my last interview that I did was actually at a bridal store, so that inspired me. It was so cool to go to a bridal store and talk to the owner and how she gets all of her dresses together. And so first, I just definitely want to go ahead and play this video. This is my interview with Maya Giovanni, that she goes by that name, and her store is called White House Atelier. It's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yeah, let's go ahead and play the video.
Awesome. We'll be right back. 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Hi, this is DJ Veronica reporting on Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese on 106.1 FM, The Heat. And I'm at an amazing bridal store. I'm here with Maya Giovanni. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is a beautiful store. So tell me, how did you get started in the bridal business, and about yourself, and what do you do?
I fell in love with the bridal business long before me, myself, I was a bride. I have a family that runs, that designs dresses in Europe, and where they designed them from scratch. I fell in love from helping my little cousin, from working around with her. Well, my cousin is older, I was the little cousin. My dream dress was my own bridal gown that I had designed from scratch. I drew it and I had it made. That's when I realized that this is what I want to do and help other ladies find the perfect dress for them.
That's amazing. Of course, like a bride, her dress is so important to her when she walks down that aisle and sees her groom. So do you have like a fun story or a memorable gown that you've helped a bride?
Yes, I've had a bride who was so nervous about what dress to choose, especially considering the likes and the dislikes of the groom in choosing the right dress. And this was 2 years ago. The bride was finally relieved when she saw the perfect dress look on her, on her second fitting, because on the second fitting is usually when the dress is the most perfect looking on a lady. The groom, not knowing what to expect at the day of her wedding, I was there assisting her. When she came out of the room to meet her groom for the first time, the groom was so amazed, and he was like, "Oh wow, this is the most beautiful dress I've ever seen." Not only that, he started tearing. It was the cutest thing ever. In that moment, when they hugged and kissed for the first time, seeing each other as a bride and a groom, I realized that this is a very rewarding field to be in, especially to make people feel special on an extremely special day for them, like their wedding day.
That's amazing. So tell us more about your collection and your designs.
I am working with a few designers currently who design dresses for me, and I'm also carrying other brands like Giovanni, which I would like to say thank you to Abraham Maslavi for collaborating with me. I carry Pernovius. I carry the haute couture of Pernovius style, which is Pernovius Atelier. I would like to thank Raul Burgos from Pernovius for collaborating with me as well. I also have one very new collection that's made especially for me with my own designs with a designer from Macedonia. His name is, we call him King Jovanovski, but his collection is JZJ. He's currently making JZJ for Mayanix Couture, which is my company. So it will be very cost efficient, highly heavily beaded dress that will probably retail anywhere between $3,000 to $6,000.
Amazing. So what would be your best bridal business advice?
My best bridal business advice for all the brides out there would be to always remain calm and trust your designer, trust the people you're working with, trust the seamstresses in your fittings. Just relax and let the other professionals take care of you. No stress, no fuss. It is the most beautiful day in your life. So the least that a bride should do is worry about the dress. Another bridal designer, advice that I would like to give is to change the bridal gowns, if there is a possibility, of course, or if there is an option. Change that look. Have a ball gown with an overskirt that you can wear for your church ceremony or for your first dance, and after that be able to take it off or change it to a completely different dress if there's an opportunity that will give your guests and your party a special feeling, a feeling that it's a wow feeling that everybody will expect, and everybody will consider your wedding day as a very memorable one. And also when arranging the parties, have something extraordinary, have something unusual, have a few violins playing a violin concerto behind you or while you're walking down the aisle, even at the reception. I strictly recommend the violin quartets, that they always contribute highly to the entertainment, to the beginning of the entertainment. And of course, if you can get Cirque du Soleil in your wedding, that's awesome. And if that's your wish, it will definitely boost up woos and wows. But if not, have something else that's going to contribute. Even a belly dancing. Have a belly dancing at your wedding. Belly dancers are not too expensive, especially down here in Florida. They come with in their colorful costumes. They entertain. They are entertaining themselves. And it brings up much more for the guest's mood.
That's awesome advice. I think weddings are so fun, and it's awesome when everyone's just having a good time, and it's about the couple, and so you're doing a great work. These dresses are so beautiful. Can you tell us, how can we get in touch with you? How can a bride get one of your dresses?
I am located on 5130 North Federal Highway, Suite 2, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33308. For our locals down here, I'm located on the northeast corner of Commercial and Federal Highway, which is pretty accessible. We have plenty of parking for anybody who needs to come in and try on a dress. I have a website, which is whitehouseatelier.com. My Facebook page is also whitehouseatelier.com. So is my Instagram, whitehouseatelier.
Awesome. You know what? Thank you so much. This was such a fun interview. We're definitely going to look at some dresses after this.
So I would honor 20% off if you just come in with a code DAWN, D-A-W-N, just like our precious Dawn Reese.
That's awesome. We'll definitely get that out there. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Right, back to you.
Okay,
thank you. Back to you, Dawn, in the studio.
And I love that background music. I'm just sitting here just dancing away. So, okay, Dieter, you came up with an idea after that interview. Tell us what's next.
Definitely just to reiterate what Maya said, if you go into her store, you're looking for a bridal dress, she put 20% off if you use the code DAWN, D-A-W-N. So I thought that was awesome.
That is awesome.
So just going along with the theme of weddings, I thought it would be cool to look up wedding traditions. And I love the tradition of a Jewish wedding, so I wanted to dive more into that. And so I'm going to go over 10 different Jewish wedding traditions and rituals. The first one is fasting. So the wedding day is considered a day of forgiveness, and some couples choose to fast the day of their wedding. So the couple's fast will last until their first meal together after the wedding ceremony. So that's interesting. They choose to fast. The second tradition is called bedeckin. Before the ceremony, the groom approaches the bride for the bedeckin, or veiling. He looks at her and then veils her face. This signifies that his love for her is for her inner beauty, and also that the two are distinct individuals after marriage. And I just want to say that I got all this from brides.com. Just to say where my source is from. So with the bedeckin, it also is a tradition stemming from the Bible, where Jacob was tricked into marrying the sister of the woman he loved because the sister was veiled. So if the groom does the veiling himself, such trickery can never happen. All right, the third one is called the ketubah singing. So the ketubah is a Jewish prenuptial agreement that outlines the groom's responsibilities to his bride. It dictates the condition he will provide in the marriage, the bride's protections and rights, and the framework should the couple choose to divorce. Ketubahs aren't actually religious documents, but they're part of the Jewish civil law. The ketubah is signed by the couple and two witnesses before the ceremony takes place, then is read to the guests during the ceremony. Then there's something that we still use today. It's called the tshuva. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. In the Jewish tradition, both of the groom's parents walk down the aisle to the tshuva, which is the altar beneath which the couple exchange vows. And then the bride and her parents follow. So you can still see tshuvas used today, even in non-Jewish weddings. And number five is vows under the tshuva. A tshuva has four corners and a covered roof to symbolize the new home they are building together. In some ceremonies, the four posts of the tshuva are held up by friends or family members throughout the ceremony, supporting the life the couple is building together. While in other instances, it may be a freestanding structure decorated with flowers. So that's number five. Number six is circling. So the bride, she traditionally circles around her groom either three or seven times under the tshuva, as some believe it's a protection from evil spirits or temptation and glances of other women. Others believe the bride is symbolically creating a new family circle. And then number seven is called seven blessings. So the seven blessings come from ancient teachings. They're often read in both Hebrew and English and shared by a variety of family members or friends. Just as friends and family are invited to perform readings and other types of ceremonies, the blessings, they focus on joy, celebration, and the power of love. They begin with a blessing over a cup of wine, then progress to more grand and celebratory statements. It ends with blessings of joy, peace, companionship, and the opportunity for the bride and the groom to rejoice together. And then number eight, you have the breaking of glass. As the ceremony comes to an end, the groom is invited to step on a glass inside a cloth bag to shatter it. The breaking of the glass holds multiple meanings. Some say it represents the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. Others say it demonstrates that marriage holds sorrow as well as joy and is a representation of the commitment to stand by one another, even in hard times. And then number nine is mazel tov. So shouting mazel tov is one of the most well-known Jewish wedding rituals. Once the ceremony is over and the glass is broken, you will hear guests cheer Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov has a similar meaning of good luck or congratulations. And then number 10 is the Yehud or Yechud. Following the ceremony, tradition dictates that couples spend at least 8 minutes in seclusion. And so, yeah, so that is the top 10 Jewish wedding traditions. And just to take a break, I'd like to play a song if we have it. It's called it's like a beat that we can play just to have it.
As a background?
Break.
Sure. So, Vaughn, you have that, and we're ready to go. And you're going to talk over that?
No, we can just play it and I'll come back and I'll talk about more wedding traditions.
Awesome. So if you're getting married over this holiday season, Deidre's got some great advice. We'll be right back. 106.1 FM, The Heat, and 5 other stations. Tan Talk Radio Network. That is a cool beat. I love it.
Yeah.
I know, Deidre, we have about 7 minutes left, and I know we're so excited, and you have some more great advice for couples out there that are getting married.
Yeah, so I just have, I'm just going to talk about a few more common wedding traditions that we know of today, and maybe talk about the meaning or the origin behind it, where some of us may not know, so I'll give a few of those. So common wedding traditions. Is bridesmaid. So if you ever wondered what the origin of bridesmaid was, supposedly from southernliving.com, they say bridesmaids originally wore similar dresses to the bride to confuse her exes and outsmart evil spirits. That way the evil spirits wouldn't know which woman in the group was getting married. As far as bridesmaid's duty, in early Roman times, bridesmaids would line up to form somewhat of a protective shield while walking the bride to the groom's village. The group of women who were similarly dressed were expected to intervene if any vengeful paramours tried to hurt the bride or steal her dowry. So that's interesting. Her bridesmaids were like her protection.
Hmm.
Yeah, and the origin of the best man, they say runaway brides have been around for quite some time. The best man's former duty was to make sure the bride didn't escape during the ceremony. So sometimes he was even asked to kidnap her while the parents didn't approve of the marriage. And his other duty was to have a sword or a weapon to fight off any enemies or rival attackers during the ceremony.
That's interesting. Not just runaway bride with Julia Roberts. That's true. Yeah.
They say the origin of the white dress was actually started by Queen Victoria in her wedding. She wore a white dress, and then that just stuck around. And I can say one more. Let's say origins of throwing rice. Sometimes they would throw rice at the end of the wedding. That was to signify the bride and groom with good fortune, prosperity, and fertility. But nowadays, it's kind of done due to hazardous reasons or safety hazards. So that's interesting. You can definitely go and look up wedding traditions if you want to know the meaning of weddings or just the meaning of certain different wedding traditions. Either religions or countries, they all have different cool traditions. So just the being at the bridal store definitely inspired me to go just look up cool things about weddings. And so that leads me to the Word of God. Of course, I always draw everything back to God's Word. And so weddings, obviously, it's starting a new marriage. So what does the Bible say about marriage? A good chapter is Ephesians 5, verses 21 to 33. And it says, submit to one another. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church, and we are members of his body. As the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is also an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And it's in the Bible. And, they, you know, Deidre, I see you as a preacher. You're just out there. You're doing missionary work. You're amazing. Give everyone, you know, where your YouTube page, they can watch these amazing interviews you've done.
Hey, you can go to YouTube, search Deidre Veronica. That's D-E-D-R-A. And Veronica, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. You can also go to DeidreVeronica.com. I have tons of things on there. I have a blog. I have poetry. I have a song, an actress, singer, dancer, writer, have anything creative I just love to do. And so that's what I just keep pursuing that.
That's amazing. Also, before we go, your mother has a book. We always like to promote her book as well, especially over the holidays. It's a great stocking stuffer. Tell us about it, where they can buy her book.
Yeah, it's called Prayers for Believers. You can go to Amazon.com. And search for Prayers for Believers by Jacqueline McIntosh, and you can find that there.
That's amazing. So Deidre has a show once a month with me, and these are things that she has done out and about with interviews for being a beauty queen reporter for Hollywood Connections. And there's so much more for this year for her to go out and accomplish. And we're so excited for what you're bringing to Hollywood Connections and what you're doing in your life and all the exciting things that you've done at the International Christian Film Festival. You were out there on the red carpet with me. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great. I met some of my, you know, favorite actors, and I have a lot of Christian movies at home, and just to meet the people who are in the movies that I watch is a dream come true. That's incredible. And so I'm thankful and grateful to have that kind of opportunity. And so I definitely want to go next year and just do it again because it was just so great.
Well, we're working on some things, too, that when, you know, with your time and your other job, that we can get you out to the other casting directors in your area and go sit down and do a sit down interview with them or whatever Deidre wants to talk about, chatting with Deidre with Hollywood Connections. This is a special. And Deidre, you're amazing. Any other last words? We have about a minute. Is that right, Vaughn? About a minute and a half.
I'll just say my last verse is about being the bread of Christ. It says, let us be glad and rejoice and let us give honor to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. She has been given the finest of pure white linen to wear, for the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people. And the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words that come from God. So, yeah.
Beautiful, Deidre. And we're getting a lot of loves and everything here on Facebook and likes. And we want to thank you for your Hollywood Connections special. Merry Christmas to you and your mom. I know we won't thank have you on the air till next month to do your special. And we'll have another amazing show with Deidre. And she gives from the heart. She's a giver. And we see that in all of your videos, Deidre. And may God bless you. And may you have a fabulous 2020 when we get you on next year.
You too. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. And her mom is Jackie Watson, and you can add her on Facebook. She does take her social media. And if you'd like Deidre to be at your event, if you know something happening in South Florida, let me know. We have a lot of things happening. I am Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. We'll be back with another Beauty Queen special with Teresa, World Tourism title holder in California, in just about 1 minute. We'll be right back.